Welcome to Supernatural Scotland, the podcast. I am your host, Mark Smith. This is episode 4 of season 2, and I have such stories to tell you. Supernatural Scotland, the podcast, discusses two things close to my heart. One, the beautiful and mysterious country of Scotland, which still holds some secrets even in these times of technology. And two, the supernatural stories, which are many due to how ancient this land is. So join me for another episode of haunting stories and beautiful places to visit. We are starting this episode off with something a little different. We are starting off with a haunted ship. This is the HMS Unicorn. The HMS Unicorn was launched originally in 1824. This truly impressive work of craftsmanship was originally constructed as a 46-gun frigate at Chatham Royal Dockyard. As you can imagine, it was a sight to behold. The ship, after many years of sailing all over the world, arrived in Dundee in 1873 to be used as a training ship. It was used as a training ship until the 1960s, which just goes to prove how well built a ship she is. The HMS Unicorn is still in Dundee to this day and is on the city's waterfront. She is the oldest ship in Scotland and one of the 6 oldest ships in the whole world, which is a very impressive claim. Can you imagine all those years at sea, all the places it's been, and all the people who have lived and served on it? What tales it must hold and what a history it has. This ship was used in the Georgian Navy and even seen use in World War II. It has been 200 years since this ship first sailed. The ship was used as a location for the most haunted TV programme, which claimed to see quite a lot of activity on this old ship. It is reported visitors to the ship feel uncomfortable on the deck and feel as if someone is watching their every move. What I find pretty freaky is the heavy footsteps which can be heard around the ship when no one is around. I would imagine those sounds would be much more scary on an old wooden ship like this. People have also claimed to see a dark figure that can be spotted from time to time wandering the ship. Makes you wonder who those spectres are and what happened to them to cause them to haunt this old ship. There is officially one recorded death on the ship, and this was one of the ship keepers. He sadly slipped and fell down the stairs near the boiler room and died from his injuries early the next morning. Or was he pushed by something? This must have been quite the fall to cause his death. Could this be the ghost spotted wandering the ship and the cause of the heavy footsteps? On an even scarier note, the HMS Unicorn has its very own poltergeist. There is a part of the ship which has far more activity than the other parts, and it's said it is where the poltergeist haunts. Items fly through the air or crash to the ground, including heavy items and display cases. Some believe the ghost that haunts the HMS Unicorn is a man known by the name of George Bishop, who is a former custodian, not wishing to leave his ship behind. Something holds George to the ship, possibly his love of the sea and not wanting to let go of that adventurous time. Can you imagine being alone on this old ship with the sounds of the wood creaking and the footsteps, when all of a sudden you see a shadow figure walking towards you? Or perhaps even items moving about on their own. It is so haunted, some of the staff members refuse to be left alone on the ship in case of paranormal activity, or coming face to face with old George Bishop. Our second location is Cathedral House, and it is known as one of the most haunted buildings in the whole of Glasgow. This house was built in 1896 and was a hostel for female inmates once released from the Duke Street Prison, which was nearby. This prison was built to hold women prisoners from all over Scotland and so included suffragettes and activists. Ironically, protests about the conditions of this prison led to its closing in 1955. By this time, it was a halfway house for some of the inmates. The prison itself was knocked down in 1958 to become the Ladywell housing scheme, which still exists to this day. The only part still existing of the prison is a boundary wall. Cathedral House was used by the Glasgow Cathedral for many years for choir practice, Sunday school, and as living accommodation for some of the employees of the cathedral. It was later purchased by the Mackenzie family in October 2018 to become a hotel. The hotel is said to be home to many ghosts, with many sightings and paranormal experiences being recorded over the years. The prison itself was used for executions, and 12 were recorded during the 20th century. The last woman to be hanged in Scotland was Susan Newell. She was executed in 1923 for the murder of a paperboy whom she had strangled to death with her bare hands. Visitors have reported seeing Susan haunting the hotel to this day. It is believed, as this is the closest existing structure to the prison, that is why she haunts the hotel. She is reported to be a small woman who appears and then disappears into thin air. Another presence has been reported to brush against people on the stairs of the hotel. No one knows who or what this entity is, and it has not hurt anyone. It just likes to brush past you, or maybe it's trying to catch the attention of the latest visitors to the hotel. Two children haunt the top floor of this hotel. They say a woman drowned both her children in a bathtub on the top floor. They can be heard giggling and playing. Some have felt them brush up against their legs, or have even seen the ghostly children before they disappear into nothingness. Well, at least it sounds like they're happy together. Finally, the hotel overlooks a necropolis and is said to be haunted by a woman in white. The woman in white is said to haunt the grave of three people who were tragically killed in a tram car accident in around 1933. If you're lucky to see the woman in white, she just stares at visitors to the cemetery while they walk around. And that leads me to this question. Are you brave enough to stay the night? To finish off our episode, here is the story of the Piper of Kinnaird Head. These days, there is a lighthouse located here, and there has been a lighthouse located here since 1787. It was built on the remains of a 15th century castle. Our story occurs before the lighthouse. Sir Alexander Fraser of the Fraser clan was the Lord of Kinnaird Castle, and he had a daughter named Isabel. When he was away on business, a young piper came seeking shelter from a blizzard. After spending some time with Isabel, they fell madly in love. When Sir Alexander Fraser returned, he was not happy to discover his little girl had fallen for a lowly piper. He locked Isabel in the castle tower, right out of a fairy tale, and the piper was chained up in a cave. Another storm hit, a really terrible storm, and the poor piper slowly drowned to death. A really horrible way to go, being chained down and slowly drowning. The next day, the storm had passed, and Sir Alexander Fraser took his daughter Isabel to show her the piper chained up. Sounds like he hoped this would put her off or just show what he was capable of. But they discovered the body of the tragic piper. Isabel was devastated and ran to the tower where she jumped to her death. The cave is known as the Piper's Cave, and it is said the piper's ghost can be heard playing music for Isabel whenever a storm hits. A tragic Romeo and Juliet story indeed. Well, that is all for this episode. It's getting close to Christmas, and I think by episode 7 we'll be taking a little break since Christmas is busy for everyone. Goodbye for now.